Morning, darling. I wanted to talk to you about something. No. Just have a seat. So, it's one of those fantasy things that I've been thinking about. We know each other, and one thing is I know that I'm yours, that I belong to you. But sometimes I really need to know it. I don't know what day would be, but you would greet me while two people would put a blindfold on me, shove me in the back of your car. They handle me roughly and hold me still while you drive the car to a secure location. Once we arrive, you place a leather collar around my neck and attach boots to it. You have me walk beside you, still blindfolded. Then I'm in a room that smells of lilac and roses. You push me down on the bed. I begin to tremble because, one, I don't know where I am. Two, even though I know that that's you on the other side of the blindfold, it's still stimulating. You stroke my face and assure me that I'm safe. Absolutely safe. I feel my limbs being pulled towards each corner of the bed. You kiss my wrist before you bind me to the bed. My legs are bound. The last thing that I hear is the muffled rustling of a bed. You then place a headset on me. In that moment, I'm completely closed off from the world. Then a sound. It's your voice telling me exactly what you're going to do to me. In excruciating detail. After your recording is finished, there's another recording of the last time that we played together. I feel my cheeks begin to flush and my mouth parts. You nibble on my bottom lip and kiss me. After the kiss, you begin to trail one finger down my chest, belly, thighs. You barely hover over my sex. I attempt to roll my hips towards your hand. The audio is doing its job, and I want you badly. Your hands roughly set my hips down. To punish me, you start to nibble on my thighs, hips, anywhere and everywhere except for where I want you. I try to struggle against the bonds, but you're really good at tying knots. You're really good at securing me. That can be taken in more ways than one. To prolong the torture, you would act as if you were getting close. You were getting close to my pussy, but no. All of a sudden, you're brought over to something a little bit more your speed. You find a freckle on my thigh. You find a cute little crease where my hips are, and you assault them with lips and tongue and teeth. I am a drooling, pathetic mess. I cry and cry and I beg, I shudder, and I say, please, 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 darling. That begging goes on to deaf ears as you continue your assault everywhere. And just when I think that I am about to break or am at my absolute limit, you dive in for the kiss. I melt beneath your tongue. I become speechless. I squeeze my eyes even though I have this blindfold on, and then I, for one moment, I think that I can see God, and He is you. And it crashes on me, catches me off guard. The first one, second one, and you just keep going. I try to move my hips from you, and you hold me down, overstimulating me to the point of pain, and I blank out. I find bliss. And then, when I think it's all said and done, you take the bonds off my legs, but leave them on my wrists, and you take me. You take me how you wish to take me. I don't know what mood you'll be in then, but all I know is that I pathetically try to meet your thrust all while crying your name. And then I melt again to you. You hold me, take off the blindfold, and murmur sweet things into my ears, and just make sure that I'm okay. We stay like this for a while, me bound, you cradling me, stroking my cheek, looking in my eyes and telling me how good of a girl I am. And for a moment, I believe.